This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We are delighted to say we are joined by Australian elite queer gymnast athlete, the one and only Heath Thorpe. Welcome back, Heath.
Howdy. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show. You've been such a busy boy. We've been trying to get you since Christmas.
I know. It's been a bit chaotic, but I'm glad I'm finally here. So you have my attention.
Brilliant. So tell us where you are, Heath, because you're in a faraway country again, aren't you?
I sure am. And you mentioned gorgeous weather, and that's what is not here. I'm in Ghent, Belgium at the moment. Ooh. And it's kind of where I'm going to be for the next couple of months leading into Olympic qualification.
What? Hang on. A couple of months? That's not a little holiday.
No, I know. And I've already been here since like September. I had a small break home in Sydney, which was fab. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a long stint of big training block, that's for sure.
Wow. It's your go-to training place, isn't it? We know you like it there.
I do, yeah. It's just a really good program. So
now, the last time we spoke to you, Heath, was way, way back, I think. Maybe it was before you left Australia to go to Belgium, and you were going to take part in a different competition in, I think it was called the Bundesliga. So, yeah, take us all the way back there so we can recap on what happened and what's happened in the last few months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I left Australia in September and I first had some World Challenge Cups in Turkey and Hungary. They went pretty well. Turkey, I made a final in Haiba and finished fifth place, which was great. And then I did the professional league you mentioned, which was the Bundesliga in Germany. So that was a 7 competition long league and very different format, a lot more fun, a bit more intense. But yeah, it was a really good time. And since then, it's just been kind of training and switching the focus to Olympic qualifications pretty much.
And you had, I don't want to blow your trumpet for you, but you did blooming well in the Bundesliga, didn't you? You actually had some fantastic performances.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's just like, it's a different energy, as I mentioned, and we don't really have anything like it in Australia. The crowds are pretty rowdy, and it's just overall a good time. So it was kind of like cherry on top to have some good competitions.
Let's stick with business. What happens now then? Because you've got to train to get yourselves in the running to be in contention for a place in the Australian squad for the Olympics. What does that process look like?
That's correct. Sounds a little bit like America's Next Top Model. Hey,
which we'll come on to in a second.
So Oceania Championships in May 22nd in New Zealand. That is like the Olympic qualification for myself, pending making that team. So 4 Australians and 4 New Zealanders will go up individually against each other. And whoever wins all around on the day is selected.
Only one person.
Only one person, yeah. And it literally just comes down to the one result.
Wow. So it's a
bit pressure.
I know, it's a bit anxiety-inducing even thinking about. But we have a competition in Germany in 6 weeks, which is the DTB Pokal Cup. Mm-hmm. And 4 Australians will compete there against, I think, like 13 countries. And that will kind of be like the final decider if we make the squad to then go for that Olympic spot.
Hey, you, so many months you're away in these camps and training. What's isolation like for you? Or do you feel isolated?
Funny you mention that. I feel like I kind of have experienced my first like little bit of like seasonal like depression, I guess. It's like the gray and the like darkness and the coldness is isolating in itself. And I think when you're like in intense training blocks on top of that, away from family and friends, it can be a little bit lonely. But as I said, like I have a pretty good squad here and a good support team, and also FaceTime and everything helps. So it can be a little bit isolating, but at the end of the day, I'm kind of pursuing a goal that I love. So kind of just like refocusing it to that and knowing that sunny Sydney will be there for me to return to at some point.
And you got back for Christmas as well, didn't you? That's where we tried to catch you when we were just didn't have enough time.
That would have been fun, but I had this whole like visa passport. I had to like drive to Canberra and then fly to Melbourne. It was a whole hassle, but it was nice to at least get back to see some of my folks and get some sun and go to the beach.
Now, we know you are an elite athlete, but I want to get down to the serious questions now.
Social media?
I am super impressed with your voguing and your particular drops. Now, if anyone hasn't seen Heath, jump onto Instagram, look at Heath Thorpe and follow him on Instagram. How are you managing to get all that training in for the serious competition of voguing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of just something I do every couple of Sundays. It was actually my first point of like interaction with the queer community in Belgium. I kind of knew of some of the ballroom people, which is a part of, you know, ballroom encapsulates voguing. So I reached out to them and we had like a few training sessions. It's not something I take too seriously currently. It's more just a bit of fun, and I walked a ball. It's just what you would kind of consider competing in one for voguing, which was fun. But yeah, I'm nowhere near the level of what a lot of people are. But it's a really fun and fab community, and it's a really wonderful culture with a lot of rich history and context. So yeah, I'm just glad I can participate in it.
And you don't hurt yourself when you do that drop on your back? Because your leg goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul's, if you're playing along at home, Paul just did the action, but yeah, not as skillfully.
I was trying to demonstrate to Heath the thing that Heath does. That's stupid. Yeah.
So it's kind of what you probably know as from like RuPaul's Drag Race, it would be called a death drop, but that's kind of taken from ballroom when it's actually called a dip. So that's like the correct terminology, and it does hurt your knees a little bit, but the kind of like idea of like voguing is to be able to like be like what we call like soft and feminine. So it's not supposed to like slam on the ground. It's supposed to kind of be like very graceful.
Yeah. It is very flowing when you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a state of flow. But it's a lot of fun.
I just want to put a pin in it that I suspect this is something in terms of dance. This is something you're going to move into. The way you described, oh, for now, it's not something I take too seriously. In other words, implies maybe later. And then how you describe all of what you just said there, and I go, yeah, I can see you when you turn 75 and retire, the next thing you're going to be doing.
Get some new knees.
Yeah, get some new knees.
Maybe. I can make a lot of jokes right now. But.
I just want to pick you up on that point, actually, because I think Heath has got another career, because didn't you do some commentating and some interviews as well, Heath, at the last competition? Yeah. It's like, you were awesome, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So it was the World Championships. And that was the one I unfortunately didn't get to compete in, but kind of, you know, made lemonade out of lemons and went as a journalist. So it was a bunch of fun to be able to interview like, I don't know, the likes of like Simone Biles and stuff and people that I know and compete with. It was quite refreshing for the gymnast to have someone familiar there just with their best interest in mind.
And well, for those who don't know, Simone Biles is like a legend in gymnastics. And I watched the clip and her trainer or coach was there and saying, we've got one question only, and it's Heath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
She was very sweet. She like made sure that there was always time for me to get a question in the end. We've known each other for like 5 or 6 years, but still nonetheless, very nice of her.
Okay. Second big question. One of your Insta posts, you were playing traitor with none other than international gold medalist Tom Daley. Now, how on earth did that come
shakalaka.
About?
Tom and I have actually been friends probably for like 2 years now. It was when I was in training camp for Commonwealth Games in 2022. We kind of connected on Instagram, and then it kind of just became a thing whenever I went to London. You know, we'd catch up and he'd show me around, and I decided to go to London for some work stuff, and you know, I was like, all right, well, I'll just crash yours. And then we played a very intense game of traitors, which was just like, there was like dramatics, there was a host, one of his friends like was his full host, there was candles, there was soundtracks, like it was a lot. I'm slightly traumatized by how intense of a board game that was. But no, he's great, and he actually just won his first gold at the World Championships today for diving, and he's trying to qualify a spot to Paris too. So yeah, he's doing great.
When you talk to him later today, can you say hi from us?
All right, I'll be sure.
And the real thing about the funny thing about the divers is everyone's getting hacked off with Australian Sam Fricker's Insta post, because all the diving community try and post some stuff, and some are better than others. But Sam's like nailing it, isn't he? He's the top end of the sort of posting stuff.
Absolutely, and full-time job now.
It is. Nanda's telling me I have to shut up. I got two more questions, Anna. We can wait for the news a little bit. Next question is, you're also giving some pretty personal body measurements. Now, I thought this was a bit funny, but as a gymnast, and I'm going to out you on this one, Heath, you said you have size 11 feet, and yet you still struggle to land some of your somersaults. Why why can you not do that with big flipper feet like
critical?
That?
That's a great question. And they're also like really pronated, which I thought would be a detriment to gymnastics, but I say it's more surface area. So really it's not an excuse because of my feet size. It's more just that I'm, I don't know, who knows? I'll ask my coach why I'm not learning it properly.
we're super got everything crossed for you for the next couple of months, Heath.
Thank you.
We love you as always. Are you going to be putting lots of leaps in your floor routines again?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Like, next critter point, so next Olympic cycle, there's a slight change in rules that is somewhat allowing it.
So
you'll see. Yeah.
Congrats! That's all because of you!
Thanks. I guess. So you'll see more next Olympic cycle. This time it's kind of just all business, so we'll see how that goes first.
And everyone who's interested in the leaps conversation, jump onto the Joy website and look at our previous conversations with Heath, and we'll give you all the explanation about what happened and why it happened. Heath, thank you ever so much for spending the time with us again this morning. We love you to bits, and we wish you all the very best in the upcoming selection process for the Olympics. And have a great couple of months.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.